There are lots of questions being asked in that gospel. But let me propose one of the most important questions any person can ask. Is it possible I may not know everything? Is it possible that I may not know everything? That's a really important question for people to ask themselves. And perhaps even more important, for organizations or institutions. Is it possible that we don't know everything? Imagine if Democrats and Republicans asked that question. Imagine if Google and Amazon asked that question. Imagine if pastors and bishops and parents and popes and professors asked that question. Is it possible that we do not know everything? I think that question is so important because it lies at the very root of a very underappreciated virtue. I think that question is the start of humility. Now, Christians have a long history with humility. And in some ways, we've kind of distorted it to a sense of, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I don't have any gifts, therefore I'm humble. That's not Christian virtue. Christian virtue is the idea that all gifts come from God. All that is good comes from God, and we receive them in humility. But let me suggest something to modify that notion. If you don't think you need any gifts, how will you receive them? If you don't think you need to learn anything, if you see no reason to think differently, if you have no desire or appetite for change, you don't need any gifts. So even before we can be grateful and humble about what we've been given, we have to recognize we need to receive the gifts. Because we are lacking. We are incomplete as individuals, as groups, as a church, as a parish, as a country. John asks the question of Jesus, and it's not a rhetorical question. He really wants to know, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? John is asking, is all that I've done in vain? I'm in prison. I know the end is near. Was it worth it? At the time of Jesus, there wasn't a notion of the Messiah. There were multiple and various notions of Messiahs. Some Jews thought, the Messiah is going to be the one who gets rid of the Romans, and the kingdom of David will once more be, and we will be powerful and great as a nation again. Some Jews believed the Messiah would be more of a prophet, judging the good and the bad with fire and vengeance. Some Jews didn't believe in a Messiah at all. So when John asks the question, he really asks because he doesn't know. Are you the one, or should we look for someone else? And notice the response. Jesus doesn't say, yeah, you got me. Messiah, here I am. He says to the emissaries from John, tell them what you see and what you've heard. Take a look and see what is taking place. The blind see and the deaf hear, the lame walk, The dead are raised, and the poor have the good news preached to them. This is what is taking place. This is what is happening. Can you conceive of something new? Can you conceive of something beyond our wildest hopes? Can you imagine in a very different way? That's what's going on. That is what is taking place here and now. To have the humility to recognize that we don't have all the answers, to have the humility to recognize we are always in constant need of growth, to have the humility to recognize that God is always greater than our finite capacity to understand God. And of course, we all would say, yes, I know, I don't have all the answers. But we sure act that way. What John is reminding us is that our understanding of this Messiah, this strange Messiah, is always limited by our ability to want to know more, by our satisfaction with staying where we are, in being content with what we have. When Jesus is saying to John and to the crowds and all of those around, something new is going on here. Open your eyes, open your ears, open your hearts. Because this is new. This is different. This changes everything. That's joy. That's grace. That's the humility that comes from knowing what God has done, is doing, and will always do for us as God's people. We don't know everything. Thank God. But what we do know is the God who has loved us and is with us, who saves us, who frees us, who liberates us. That is our Messiah.